Senator Bob Dole. Senator Bob Dole. Senator Bob Dole.
As president, every morning,
I relied heavily on advice from
the American Nazi Party.
And it changes.
I don't care what the facts are.
The Klansmen.
As president,
I don't care what the facts are. Ever.
The Klansmen.
As president,
I don't care what the facts are. Ever.
As president, every morning, I receive an intelligence brief.
From the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
As president, every morning, I receive an intelligence brief
from the American Nazi Party. The Klansmen.
As president.
The Klansmen.
As president.
I don't care what the facts are. Ever. I don't care what the facts are. Ever. I don't care what the facts are. Ever.
And the world is moving too fast to forecast with absolute certainty. And yet the morning news is often overtaken by the
American Nazi Party.
Now more than ever, you need
a real hood-wearing, cross-burning Klansman. The Klansman
ultimately affects you.
pretend to stand for human rights and the environment and helping out people who are homeless and poor. Party. I mean, they may pretend to stand for human rights and the environment and helping out people who are homeless and poor. But the only difference left between the Democrats and the Republicans really is the Republicans.
America, lights are dimmed and the show is on. In pants the Rockettes, dancing girls of Radio City Music Hall.
Greed, corruption, and bigotry.
In pants the Rockettes, dancing girls.
But you are blocking the whole operation. He might just as well still be with the Russians.
He probably is.
Who in the hell am I talking to?
On market timing.
No, thanks for calling.
Okay, I've got a three-part question. What would be good investments at the beginning of the market crash and during the first 2 years of the Depression? And lastly, since gold was confiscated during the last Depression, do you think it could happen again?
Do you read me, Hal?
As a result of military experience? I don't think it's a common experience. I think it's an experience that happens to some. You know, you might say that Daniel Shays, the soldier in the American Revolution, who later became a leader of the rebel farmers in western Massachusetts, Shays Rebellion, which led in good part to the idea of the Constitution and so on, because they were scared of rebellions. Yeah, he was, I suppose he was radicalized. There were soldiers in the Revolutionary War who were radicalized but made bitter by their experience. Became anti-federalists.
Hold our names for a period of time, but he didn't do that. He just released them right away. And our names and our addresses were published in newspapers. All across the country. New York Times. It's the value of our homes. We received threatening letters and phone calls. worse than the letters. Worse than the threats. All of the jurors got letters from the KKK.
Side of the body controlled by it, since it's very active, that side of the body goes into contraction. It's like a mini stroke, but measurably, testably, excessively tense. So you've got selective weakness, excessive tension. That causes a biomechanical imbalance.
In reality, we weren't trying to go minutes or hours or days in the future. We were just trying to go like a millionth of a second.
Actually there to witness them.
I'm very often asked, do you think that even a man like that could change his mind between 1945 and 1961? It's theoretically possible that his eyes could be opened and that he could see the light sincerely.
To write from the perspective of someone who witnessed these events. That made sense to me. I considered it poetic license, because these events did happen.
Attitudes, we might assume, or actions to increase the your ability to work with Earth. Can you be in touch with others of us other than this channel?
All that is necessary is to desire contact, and it will be given on whatever level the individual unit can best work with. There are some who would wish contact but have not considered and thought out all implications, have not recognized and dealt with whatever fears that would exist within themselves at the point of meeting, so to speak. We can assist by simply asking, and we can then help your manifestation of your purpose.
Thank you. Why do I do these things? Why do I behave so always so badly?
He with the Russians.
He probably is.
It's certainly taken longer than I ever expected, Sean.
They cracked him. Got him to tell what they wanted to know.
We have no reason to believe they did crack it.
They cracked everybody they ever wanted to. Why not him?
Windows.
Yo.
You tie a partner over here. We're going to draw a little bit of everybody's blood.
The Democrats stand for pretending to feel guilty about greed, corruption, and bigotry.
We've already talked about what would be good investments. Number one, you need cash and liquidity, and I think it wouldn't hurt to have it in a couple of different places, too. And one of the reasons is one you just pointed out. Government often reacts to crises. A classic example is the crash of 2932. They didn't pass laws in 1926 or 27 or 28. They passed them in 1934, well after the crash was over and done with. And the same thing can happen if there's a crisis in the 1990s, for instance. There will obviously be some political moves to deal with it, and there may be all kinds of rationale as to why, say, your gold should be confiscated or whatever.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Kimball.
Don't ask you a bunch of questions.
You can sit there and you can fucking bite my fucking ass. Do anything fucking wrong.
Who is it this time?
Who in the hell am I talking to?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I supposed to do?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Out of nothing, you get this. Brought to you, produced, deranged, assisted, post-production, best boyed, and internationally financed through a series of 32 folding holding companies, creatively designed as has never been done before, west of Pico Boulevard, that is. New Metaphysics, entertainment package, jointly owned by two multinationals now through a series of daisy-chained front organizations, preferred stock dished all around. Firewalled on at least three sides of redundancy. And here I am in this end. Operating at 58% power. Antenna that could fall over if you listen to it too hard. Of course, I think that was from the carpet bombing earlier this week. You didn't hear about that, though. I mean, why should you? Just some people over here. Wasn't even on page 12 of the A section of the New York Times. 2 to 3 paragraphs, depending on what region and part ownership of your daily is in what hands, according to the local office of directorate. I think there's at least a couple of T's in that word. Say that word like you mean it. We're going to block your mic. Filter it. Roll it off, gate it, DS it, and turn it around and cram it up your ass. .3 FM. Entertainment package. September of the big 01. A year whose main strength lies in ominous anonymity. Even now. The important things, that is, things that matter to real people and that may even possess a little reality to them. Speaking VR style, of course, of course. I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. Not on this station. Z House. Z stands for chaos. And the house is not spelled the way you think it is spelled. Of course, it's never really spelled. It's just spoken. I understand that. It's a fine distinction. Not everyone gets that. I probably don't really get it myself. New Metaphysics branch office of same. Vice president in charge of cadre enthusiasm here, Gary Geiserman. Assigned by the commissar's cousin's wife's girlfriend herself last Saturday night. I guess I'm good for at least one show here. Now, it used to be you had to read between the lines. Now, what do you do? What do you listen askance, torqued over about 45 degrees from the perpendicular? Or do you read between the throbbing glare off the CRT? Get those hidden messages. Hey, have you ever read a meditation off the screen from an alien, receding script moving down and to the right, spaced moving down to the right, starting again from the upper left, getting spaced, moving down and to the right. You ever done that? Got into an altered state? From live text on a throbbing CRT from an alien, a real one. Down and to the right. Receding, spacing, down and to the right. Well, I have, goddammit.
I don't know.
Ask Wicks.
Wicks died. Someone yanked him off the life support system at Gubner Hospital.
Get me in, Higgins.
What good would that do? If you're right and they are inside, what good would it do to bring you in?
Possibly have all that information, those memories, that knowledge of how to act, is Martino himself.
Or someone taught to be Martino.
Security isn't the only thing that matters. If we haven't learned that yet...
Mr. Haller, when we send an agent over the line to them, we just don't give them the right papers and let them get on with it. We give them the right coins, door keys, cigarettes... We give them photographs printed on the right kind of paper with the right kind of chemicals. We even put the right fluff and dust in his pockets, and that's not all. We give him memories of things that never happened to him. We train him to walk and talk their way, to write and read, drink and eat, spit, shit, smile, laugh, cry their tears, and it's all false, every single thing. But if he's good... It becomes real. And he's no longer an agent. He's a baker or a mechanic or a train conductor. And no matter what they do to him, he remains a train conductor. He's as bewildered and scared as a train conductor would be. And if necessary, he screams and bleeds and dies like a train conductor.
He dies. And what if that man really is a train conductor, huh? What then? Doesn't your Colonel Azra never stop to wonder?
If he starts acting as if that mattered, he won't be doing his job. Starts acting as if that mattered, he won't be doing his job.
How does a woman get so bitter?
Observation.
After high school, he went up to Chicago and became one of those act-up people who think AIDS is this big conspiracy against homos. Maybe it is. Who knows? All I know is it isn't working. There seem to be more of them than ever before. You know what I mean? They're tricky.
Hey, you little beaver punk, open that door.
Breathe, greaseball. What's the world coming to, girl? Get him.
Spoke out against the Constitution. You know, the Constitution was not unanimously adopted. A lot of opposition to the American Constitution. So yes, when you say common experience, yes, I'm sure it happened in every war to numbers of people, but I think depending on the war situation, the numbers varied. In the Mexican War, as I said, it led to a lot of desertion and bitterness about military experience. In the Civil War, it's hard to say. You know, probably blacks fighting in the Civil War may have been radicalized to some extent by their experience. Being segregated and maltreated in a war which presumably was for their freedom. You might say that World War II helped to radicalize me. I don't consider that a big historical event. because, in fact, when I look around, most World War II veterans that I know of are still... Because of the nature of World War II, you know, World War II is the good war, the best war, the war against fascism, etc., etc. And so most World War II veterans that I see are, fairly conservative.
Idea of the experiments, a millionth or a 10 millionth of a second, a microsecond, 10 microseconds. So we excited these different fields, and we were able to break away from this lock of consciousness that we all are connected to right now.
We're gonna find out who's the thing. Watching Norris in there gave me the idea that maybe every part of him was a whole. Every little piece was an individual animal. With a built-in desire to protect its own life.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Sorry.
That is the, that's the bread and butter of the case, really.
Enough Tipper Rocks for tonight, I think, but anyway, so to make a long story short, you know, that was one of many reasons I have long ago left the Democratic Party. I mean, they may pretend to stand for human rights and the environment and helping out people who are homeless and poor, but the only difference left between the Democrats and the Republicans really is the Republicans stand
database of all the kinds of people that we talk to in the connection, and all the connections among them, all the economists, all the poets, all the preachers, all the musicians, all the harpsichord players.
We noticed that light disappeared. We went into kind of like a black void. And in reality, we weren't trying to go minutes or hours or days in the future. We were just trying to go like...
said, but fundamentally it appeared to be reconciled. Basically, Joe decided, it's a humble creature. It will let us pay later. Let us pay later. Molly took his arm and led him indoors. The words remained behind, glowering fruitlessly, but it did not try to halt them. I think, Molly said, that we've gained a great victory. I mean by our escape from the Black Limon and its injury. I understand that it's still there at the spaceport, and the authorities are trying to decide what to do with it. They'll wait until Glimmon tells them what they should do. That's the way they've worked for decades. In fact, since Glimmon came here, at least that's what Ralph used to say. He was very interested in the way Glimmon ran this planet. He used to say, what if Glimmon does die, Joe said. Then the words won't get paid, Molly said. I'm not thinking about that, Joe said. I mean this. If Glimmon dies, will the Black Glimmon be patched up and allowed to rule this planet in his place as the next best substitute? Lord knows, Molly said. She joined the group, the variegated life forms from a variety of planets. Arms folded, she stood listening to what Harper Baldwin was saying to the kindly bivalve. Faust always dies, Harper Baldwin said. Nurb Cold Dak answered, only in Marlowe's play and in the legends which Marlowe drew on. Everyone knows that Faust dies, Harper Baldwin said. He surveyed the group of life forms gathered in a circle around him and the bivalve. Isn't that true? He asked them all. Joe said, it's not preordained. Yes, it is, Harper Baldwin said emphatically. In the Book of the Kalends, specifically, look again. We've lost sight of it. We should have left when we could, when our ship was getting ready to fire off its launch rockets.
Then we would have died,
the quasi-arachnid said, its many arms waving in excitement.
The black Klingon would have killed every one of us the moment it hit our ship.
That's true, Molly put in.
Actually, that's so,
Nurb Koldak said in his kindly way.
We are here only because Mr. Fernwright was able to reach Miss Hilda Wrights and tell us that Glimmung wanted us to evacuate the ship, which we did, and not a moment.
Balls, Harper Baldwin said angrily. Joe picked up his torch and walked from the staging area to the wharf. He shone the helium-powered bright light out onto the surface of dark water, seeking for something, anything, any sign of Glimmung's condition. He examined his watch. Nearly an hour had passed since Glimmung had met the Black Glimmung and had dropped to the floor of Mare Nostrum to do fatal battle with his doppelganger, and after that to struggle with the Black Cathedral itself. Is he alive? Joe wondered. Would his corpse float to the surface, or like mine, would it remain down below in the realm of decay, rotting into offal, hiding in a box or other construct, not alive and yet not totally inert, a kind of semi-sentient state that might continue for centuries?
Can I fine-tune something like that on Linux that I couldn't on Microsoft?
I guess it depends a lot on your specific desk. I guess you can do the same on Linux, the same application you're talking about. I don't see any problem.
From a little bit of something, new metaphysics, a little bit of debris on the killing floor. 90.3 FM, signal very bad now, later stages of the war, radioactive ash everywhere, half-life clocks ticking all over the freaking place. I'm calling from underneath several feet of broken furniture and dust. Batteries ran out hours ago. I'm using body electrolytes. I've literally stabbed myself with sharp metal objects and hyperventilated to pump out what little ejaculate I've got left, but the show will go on, because we don't have any show business down here at WZBC, man, just show. 58% right now, I don't know how much longer we can last, but for the sake of righteous concepts and cheap hits of artificial value and fake self-esteem, I'm going to keep doing this until I do my last or get some sort of a war medal, which is really what I'd prefer, of course. Show those folks back home. I'll show them, man. Especially that tall, ominous male visage creeping around from the periphery into a full frontal masculine shot right to the gut. I'm going to shake him, though, for the war effort. Get my medal.
What does it mean that Linux is free software? Free in the sense that it...
Step number one. A music file is born, created by a media company, emblazoned with the copyright owner's watermark and compressed for a speedy flight through the internet. Number two. The file is encrypted and stored on a content server. The encryption process generates an electronic license comprising a decryption key and a set of business rules that determine how the key can be used, which resides on a licensed server. Three. The encrypted song wings its way to a user's hard disk. The user downloads the requisite file player application. but without a license, it can play only a 30-second snippet. The file remains unplayable beyond 30 seconds until the user subscribes to the media service that issued it. For a fee, the service supplies a license that enables the player app to play the whole file. Five. The key unlocks the file only on the user's computer. To play it on a portable device or burn it on a CD, it's necessary to upgrade the license by paying an additional fee. Scoot along to number 6. The song can be copied and distributed ad infinitum, so the user's friends and trading partners can hear the 30-second preview. If any of them becomes a subscriber, the user may receive a reward. Seven. Theoretically, a digital rights media equipped player app can track user behavior. What songs are in the user's library, how many times each one is played, at what times of day, and feed information back to the subscription provider. Based on this data, the provider may recommend videos, books, and other related products, enticing the user to upgrade to a more comprehensive service. Bring it on home to number 8. The song remains playable only as long as the user pays the bill. If the subscription lapses, the license expires and the decryption key ceases to function. The file falls... I'm all shook up here. File falls dormant until it is revitalized by a fresh license. Brought to you by Microsoft and two or three of the bigs, or AOL and RealPlayer and the rest of the bigs. Take your pick.
Source, we can play with it, but also free of charge. Well, is it or isn't it?
Well, the way Richard Stallman puts it is that the free software comes with a number of freedoms. One of the right to use the software, the right to learn from the software, the right to modify the software, the right to make copies legally of the software, and the right to redistribute your modifications and improvements to other people. And typically the side effects of these freedoms that you grant to people are that the software tends to be more reliable, the software tends to be more robust, the software tends to be faster and tends to use less resources because there's many eyes that are looking at the source code, many eyes that are polishing and tuning and making sure the software does what it was supposed to do.
You're pretty good. What else can you do? Want to find out? Why so hostile? These are the Silver Daggers, and we are the Dagger Devs. What gang you with?
I ain't with a gang.
You ain't with a gang? People just stomp on you. You don't have any muscle behind you. Everybody's got to be in a gang. Just ain't healthy to loan it.
Thanks, I'll take my chance.
our bonding always, and I feel that hope for the larger world.
Look.
I think it's oh, yeah. Let's get it. When we understand love in terms of this struggle motivated with by compassion and empathy and sympathy, it's really love or die. It's fundamentally love or die. And for me, the question has always been: given all the death in my life, existentially, politically, and so forth, I could only be who I am because somebody loved me. Somebody cared for me. Undeserved. And in that regard, one recognizes what Martin meant when he said love is in part this key that unlocks. He didn't say it explains it. He didn't say he had a metaphysical theory to understand the nature of it. It opens it up for possibility. That love linked to justice, linked to freedom, linked to creativity. What else is there to be human at its best than that compassion, creativity, openness, experimental, improvisationalism, and so forth and so on? We don't leave with this abstract, disembodied conception of love, but understand it's concrete, it's tangible, it sustains, it soothes, it caresses, but it also unsettles. It also challenges in that regard.
Comment was how the monopoly occurred, and one thing that I think didn't get addressed here was how Microsoft first got their foot in. And you did touch on it regarding the antitrust case with IBM, but what I understand is IBM actually was concerned about having another monopoly problem, so they actually farmed out their OS to Microsoft. That gave Microsoft their foot in the door. And then when clones came along, like Compaq, obviously they wanted to be compatible, so they found out that they could reverse engineer the BIOS, which I can or your guests can explain, and then other companies followed suit, and suddenly Microsoft was everywhere. Now,
on the one hand, but you also have connectedness on the other.
is much that can be learned and shared in this manner. It does not require that we appear physically for you. It can be given, and linkage can be made between two energy units, one of your kind and one of ours, until such time as acceptance occurs, and it can be done on a more, what you would probably call, a casual level.
Click here to start trading traffic instantly. This site is powered by UCJC version IV Adult Webmaster Info Script Traders Message Board.
I often sit and stare at the sea, and hope hopes, listen to the wind, never seem too long. Cause after the singing, dancing wind, after the hopes and dreams and wishes, after you and me in a stellar moment, after the hopes and dreams and wishes, after you and me in a stellar moment, moving in effortless rhythm, comes the stark reality of today. Grinning his fiendish, all-knowing grin. Today, staring at me with lifeless eyes, brushing away all memories of yesterday's scene, destroying hopes and dreams, crushing wishes. Today is a killer.
Scripts are welcome. UCJC script to complete UCJC Sitlist Webmaster Resources Traffic Trading Rules UCJC Basic Rules B. Script measures traffic productivity and returns traffic based upon it.
Need some help, man? Frozen Blade is the guy. Which is me. I am one of those lazy people. Also, I didn't write a tutorial by my own, but I got you one. There it is. Ultimate step-by-step guide to become a hacker Outlines a cool document modified by KM June 16th, 1997. Disclaimer, I do not think any responsibilities for actions that you pose using this file.
see when a man bleeds. It's just tissue. The blood from one of you things won't obey when it's attacked.
Will I be punished? How come no one stays mad? Why doesn't anyone see me for the shit I am? Why is everyone so forgiving? When people are so beautiful, I could almost feel beautiful myself. At the ashram 2 days ago, a woman gave me a rose, picked before it could bloom, and that's the tragedy, the human tragedy, that most of us die before we attain anything real, and my personal life drives this sad pseudo-reality home and cries, no hope, no hope, no hope. And yes, it's a lie, but it's so hard not to believe sometimes.
Not a rotary control, i.e. if it's a switch control, we then see switch active lights indicating we have, in this case, bypass functions for each of those filters.
Expect me to draw fire. Like one of those penny arcade bears that parades back and forth waiting for somebody. Somebody very good just to take another shot. And you're just going to hang around and pick him up before he does it? Or just after?
Try and find out what's going on. I'm going to cross-check all those names.
Nice talking to you, Higgins.
No, wait a minute. Wait.
Have a nice day.
Where are you going? Where will I find you?
I'll find you.
From
the American Nazi Party.
And it changes.
I don't care what the facts are.
The Klansman.
As president.
I don't care what the facts are.
Ever.
The Klansman.
As president.
I don't care what the facts are.
Ever. As president. Every morning, I receive an intelligence brief.
The Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
As president. Every morning, I receive an intelligence brief
from the American Nazi Party. The Klansman.
As president.
The Klansman.
As president.
I don't care what the facts are.
Ever.
I don't care what the facts are.
Ever.
I don't care what the facts are.
Ever.
And the world is moving too fast to forecast with absolute certainty.
And yet the morning news is often overtaken by the
American Nazi Party.
Now more than ever, you need
a real hood-wearing, cross-burning Klansman. The Klansman
ultimately affects you.
You do know it's all going on somewhere else.
What?
Everything. Everything.
But I don't know anywhere else.
I've had a letter from my sister. There are no vegetables on the market. The grapes are allowed to go sticky on the vine. The bees hover in clouds. Beggars will not accept the coins. I told my sister to return.
Would be free to rise to the surface and onto dry land.
And who had bought up the funds beforehand to sell into an increasingly expensive stock market? The elite. And who are the people who are, in actual fact, controlling the press, have been pushing this idea? I would say also that this has been done a number of times in the century, not to this extent, but roughly every 20 years you get this pumping up of the stock market. The whole concept of mutual funds, for example, four times if we count from the 1880s, mm-hmm. This idea has been tried, and each time it's imploded, it's collapsed and left people, in many cases, utterly penniless. It's going to happen again, but this time it fits in with their overall timetable.
It's always interesting to me to see how these financial collapses are explained away as some sort of economic event that was inexplicable and unanticipated in the beginning.
Exactly. It just happened, and there's something supernatural about it. We can't explain it, and all we can say is it's market forces. But no one can ever define right. what these market forces are.
What am I talking to?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
You're not a fucking cop.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
I don't even have a fucking computer.
Connections to the internet, and some electronic books on CDs. Long before computers were, you know, in 50% of the households like they are now. They've always been very forward-looking. And libraries have been buying a lot of electronic journals and e-books to supplement the paper books that they have now. And there are a lot of good reasons to buy those e-books. First of all, a library can't afford to buy, if they think they need 40 copies of a $100 book to meet their customers' needs. They can't afford to do that. Or they might not be able to afford the entire breadth of books. We'll be right back.
$1,000 or $500 deposits, all on the same day.
You open 200 accounts and you deposit less than $5,000 a month, you're doing $1 million in 1 month.
The broker then orders his office in Colombia to pay the drug dealer in pesos at an exchange rate well below the market. A good deal for the broker, a bad deal for the drug dealer.
Why would the drug dealer do that? Because his profit percentage is so high. Why would the drug dealer do that? Because his profit percentage is so high, he doesn't much care. He walks away with a pile of pesos delivered to him right into his hand in his home in Colombia. He takes no risk. He no longer owns those drug dollars in Miami. He could care less if they're seized. He's made his profits. He's out of the equation.
If you need our help, if you would like to join our organization,
and here we're crouched down ready to fight or run away. And that's fine for 15, 20 minutes until the primitive hunter gets away from the saber-toothed tiger or whatever. What's inappropriate is to stay in that state on and on and on.
When Jack come from Basra with his garment dipped in blood,
putting it is, you got Socrates, unexamined life not worth living. You got Hebrew Bible, New Testament, the weeping, the wailing, transformed into struggle for mercy, justice, and love. And you got North Carolina with John Coltrane, who fuses the true together. The exercise of critical intelligence rooted in a deep love, but keeping his eye on a vicious evil in America called white supremacy, and knowing you can't keep your eye on that evil only if you're serious. You keep your eye on all those practices and ideologies that lose contact with the humanity of other people.
Informational purposes only. About the author, my name is Isekul. I live in Vault. I love to hack, and I hope that this file will teach you everything that you need to know. So read it all the way through. Contents 1. What should I know about hacking, and where can I get started? 2. What programs will I need? 3. I got the stuff. What now? 4. A list of telnet numbers. 5. I dialed it out. Now what? 6. How do NUA apostrophes work? 7. Help with NUA apostrophes 8. What should I do once I found the system? 9. I'm in. Now what? 10. Cracking programs. What they do and how they work. 11. Unix. 12. Password shadowing. 13. Dialouts 14. Scanners 15. Brute force hacking 16. C script erasing your login 17. Keeping yourself safe 18. NUA apostrophes that I have found 19. Conclusion and Hacker's Manifesto Chapter 1. What should I know about hacking and where can I get started? Welcome to the world of hacking.
Such Turkle's book, The Good War, which is a series of interviews with World War II people. You see, there are World War II veterans who now say,
at the time,
say as I did, you know, yeah, I was an enthusiast, I was a volunteer, but now I don't believe any war is worth it, you know.
How does it work?
Ether waves.
I've forgotten what it's called.
Blitology.
Can you use any fruit?
But peaches are the most sensitive. Bananas speckle too easily. They tend to attract stray particles. For the novice, I usually recommend pears because of the pronounced stems.
And what part do the stems play?
The stems indicate the quadrants. Fruit grows toward the afternoon sun, the west. The stems bend toward the east. From the stem, one can determine the four directions. Each direction corresponds to a season. One must simply identify the configurations, place them in their quadrants.
What causes the shapes?
The specter on the fruit is merely the shadow thrown by events in the future. The blemish occurs in late summer, south, southwest.
What do you see?
What do you see?
Duplicity, bale, remorse, glandular imbalance, obscurity, ziggurats, an illegible missive. A soiled kimono. Explosions at the mill. Laughter behind one's back. Misinterment. Flypaper. Rubber sheets. Tunnel vision, abasement, laudanum. Pitch blend, worthless endearments. Trick cigars, ink eradicator, ant farms. Signals through the flames, webbed fingers. Travail. Weevils in the tea. Trouble down the line. Things best forgotten. A punctured thumb. Misplaced trust, cheap emotions, faded carpets.
Guavas, mangoes, ramfa.
Tropical fruit is a bit coarse, I find. The decay lacks definition. The stems are too obvious. Thank you.
know.
Well, they know the individual who was the suspect is dead, but they've never proved anything against him. Of course, very similar to Jack the Ripper and others through the ages.
Right. We've got a lot of people on the line who have questions for you. Let's go.
A while ago, a few years ago, there was
one of his letters. The Zodiac drew a little diagram of a bomb that he supposedly planned to plant on a school bus, which never took place. And also, I believe at that time, Kaczynski was or had recently been involved with the faculty of Berkeley near San Francisco. But I think it would be fairly out of character for an individual obsessed with environmental and political issues like Kaczynski apparently was to stop shooting people in Lover's Lane after he'd killed five or six and then take years and years off from the game and then suddenly become a sort of a political or environmentally conscious bomber. It really doesn't ring true to me.
Do you think it's a stretch?
Yeah, I think normally serial killers, once they establish a pattern, tend to commit the same crimes over and over again.
Let us hope that the boon of peace, which we in this country and in the whole Western Hemisphere enjoy, under the providence of God, may likewise be vouchsafed to all nations and all people. We desire peace. We shall work for peace. We covet neither the lands nor the possessions of any other nation or peoples on earth.
That the arts and the intellect and soulful, lyric, creative, honest, spiritual, hardworking, daring to dream, spontaneous, uncategorizable individual artists with a collective soul and consciousness have a place in our society.
Son of a bitch.
Don't ask you a bunch of questions.
I want to talk to somebody in command.
Detective John Kimball.
I want to talk to somebody in command.
Wrong.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On any of the six filters within the Focusrite plugin. Now, the same way that we work for plugins also applies for sound. If I come out of insert mode for a second and back to the channel names, I can actually view any of my five sounds by automatically going straight to them. And again, we're back to traditional mode.
Just after.
Fine, I know what's going on. I'm going to cross-check all those names.
Nice talking to you, Higgins.
No, wait a minute.
Have a nice day.
Where are you going? Where will I find you?
I'll find you.
Code number cut in the edge.
You in the trade?
I read about it in a story.
It's a story about locksmiths?
It's the lock manufacturer's code. He can give you the name of the hotel.
Look, I don't want to read a bunch in the paper, Sonny.
Will you make the call?
I just had an interesting call.
Who is this?
In reference to an all but extinct bird, the condor.
Have you had such a call? You're a fool to call me here.
You had no such call.
No.
Must have been the Audubon Society. I assume they're still located in New York City.
Langley computer, state your program at the tone.
G. Carriage return. TRS. Tone. Symbol for number.
Computer is ready. That number is 202-227-0098.
Thomas, Mrs. Colvin.
customer service requesting a CNA on 202-227-0098.
One moment, please. That would be Mr. Leonard Atwood, 365 McKenzie Place, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Probably asking why you want to be a hacker right now. Well, first let me say that if you saw the movie Hackers, don't think that that is hacking. It would be great if they had terminals that automatically put you in a system and gave out all those cool colors and welcome screens, but it's not that way. In fact, hacking is like using DOS and C commands. So if you want to be a hacker, realize that. Don't worry, it's still really cool. But before you start, let's identify things. First off, a terminal. This is what you will use to hack. Click on Find on the Start menu of WIN95. Then type in Terminal. It will either give you a hyper terminal or a terminal. Both will work. I prefer the hyper terminal. Choose the regular looking icon that says Hyperterm. If you are using the hyperterminal after you click on its folder. If you want to use the regular terminal, choose Terminal. Now you will need to set some things. In Terminal, click on Settings. Then click on Communications. You will have to mess with this stuff a little bit because some systems use different parodies and debt habits, etc.
That's the predicament of humankind today. In fact, I gave talks to holistically oriented doctors in 15 states a few years ago, and we tested everyone. The largest group was 228 in New Jersey, and the smallest was 53. We checked all of them. Every single one was locked in an inappropriate, out-of-reactive, energy-wasting stress state. With that is, on a cellular level, a cell at any given time is either moving towards something beneficial or moving away from something harmful.
witnesses by the FBI, you find that it goes much farther upwards than just the mafia. Now, to Ruby and the mafia, Posner says that Ruby was just a lout, a luckless lout who happened to be a nightclub owner in Dallas. He completely ignores a wealth of evidence that shows that Ruby was connected to organized crime figures, and he also ignores serious evidence to show that Ruby and Oswald were plotting together.
We shall work for peace. We covet neither the lands nor the possessions of any other nation or peoples on earth. And so the pledge that I have so often given to my own countrymen, I renew before all the world on this glad Christmas Eve, that I shall do whatever lies within my power to hasten the day foretold by Isaiah, when men shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
And if we then can't follow through, maybe we deserve to die. I don't think we do. We don't trust.
We live in Texas. It's already 110 in the summer, and if it gets 1 degree hotter, I'm going to kick your ass.
This is in deep trouble.
Fuck you.
What do you want?
I want to talk to somebody in command.
What's the matter?
You fucker.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
You bullshit me.
I'm gonna kick this. Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Alex Spider.
Come on, baby.
Alex Spider.
You're the girl of my dreams.
I am. Oh, Jesus.
You
Christ.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
when your marriage collapsed.
What?
Where did you move when your marriage collapsed?
501 East 66th Street.
Is that where you were living when you were arrested?
Yeah.
What is the rent at that address?
$2,400 a month.
And when you moved into that apartment, what was your income?
Peter gave me $10,000 when I signed the separation agreement.
Did you ask your parents for any money?
No.
Your Honor, could Mr. McMillan tell us why he is so fascinated with Mrs. Draper's finances? Is he planning to sell her a car?
Where are you heading, Mr. McMillan?
My next group of questions will show, Your Honor, if you'll indulge me.
Proceed.
So you live off of the $10,000 that you got from your husband?
No, I spent that on furniture and kitchen stuff.
What did you live on?
A local attorney here named Carol Jarnigan overheard Ruby plotting with a young man, and they were talking about shooting Governor Connally. They were talking about shooting when President Kennedy came to town. And this attorney reported this. And there is a report prior to the assassination on this meeting. And when the assassination took place, Jarnigan said, Lee Harvey Oswald is the man I saw without any question. And both the Warren Commission and Posner conveniently ignores this.
Jim, also, when we talk about the mafia has been folded into the government. So when we talk about the mafia, we might as well say CIA slash mafia or FBI slash mafia, because we all know the mafia was used to try to kill Castro and who knows what else. They certainly helped us.
That's historical fact.
Right.
Historical fact that the mafia and the CIA worked hand in glove through the 50s and 60s, up to and including involvement in assassination plots.
Well, that applies to the whole organism. We're either in a state of repair, regeneration, and growth, or we're in a state of damage, degeneration, and decay.
Trade unionists went out with Nnamdi Ngubo and planned a demonstration where we were all arrested at the South African embassy. And I think the fact that without minimizing all the problems that the South African people face today, the fact that Nelson Mandela is no longer on Robben's Island, he's president, the democratically elected president of his country, we all need to take hope and heart from that. That no matter how bleak the prospects seem at any moments, no matter how long and dark the night of reaction we're living through, remember, there is a dawn Joy cometh with the morning, and we can prevail. It can be done. So I'd like to... So I'd like to ask everyone to rise and join in the anthem of the American working class, Solidarity Forever. When the union's inspiration through the working group shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? For the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. Is there aught we hold in power? The greedy parasites who would lash us into serfdom and would...
The broker then sells his discounted dollars in the form of checks and money orders to legitimate Colombian business people.
The union makes us strong. Solidarity.
In Colombia, there's a culture that you don't feel guilty if you are buying dollars from the traffickers. You are happy. Because you're getting cheap dollars.
Fanny Kurtzman, former head of Colombian Customs, explains how those dollars are then used by Colombian importers to buy goods and services from U.S. businesses. A situation, she says, many Colombian politicians like.
There are many politicians in Colombia that have supported this because they say that it's a way to get cheap goods in the market, and it helps families to get cheap dishwashers. But I think that it's something that you don't have any values at all if you think like that.
These transactions have stimulated U.S. sales to Colombia and tipped the balance of trade in the favor of the United States.
Trade dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starved.
Or at least very similar. It's almost unknown, for example, for a man who enjoys cutting up prostitutes to move across the country and start shooting homeless men.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
He dies. And what if that man really is a train conductor, huh? What then? Doesn't your Colonel Azarin ever stop to wonder?
If he starts acting as if that mattered, he won't be doing his job. He's finished. If I start to believe that our metal man is Martino, I'll be going soft on him, and I'll be finished too.
For the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
Rogers. Social visit?
Not entirely. I've come to ask you a few more questions.
I've come to ask you to go back to Neptune.
You made up your mind at last.
If you like.
You wouldn't ask me if you weren't sure.
Of course not.
Well, are you sure, aren't you?
I'm not.
But everybody else is.
More or less. Will you believe that I didn't like treating you the way I had to?
I believe that, certainly. Doesn't matter.
It does to me. I have the job of persuading you to forgive me, relent, and go back to work.
Forever the professional. They just said it doesn't matter who or what he is, go down there and bring him back. Whoever I am.
That's right. Whoever you are.
I'm smiling, Rogers. Perhaps you can't tell, but I'm smiling.
Will you come back? Will you accept the fact that you've won?
I'm a farmer now, and I'm accepted for what I really am.
What you really are?
A man with a metal face.
Is that all?
I have my memories, but they're wrong. They're memories of a previous life when I was someone else. Doesn't matter who. I know. I have my dreams, but they're different now. I once hoped to change the whole world with my work. Now I change the earth, not the world. I like it here. Doesn't matter what I look like. I like it here. Doesn't matter what I look like. I am, and my small world accepts me for what I am.
You don't regard this as running away?
I took on more than I could bear by just staying alive.
The more I hear now, the more certain I grow that I was wrong.
Careful, Mr. Rogers. That could be me being extra clever at the end. No, I don't bear any grudges. I'm here not because of what you did, but because of what I did.
The vanity of martyrdom.
Partly. Also, the vanity of achievement.
So this farm will be your only contribution to the development of the human race?
Look at me, Rogers. Look at me really hard. What I used to be is buried deep underneath what you see now. In the end, you know, you're quite right to doubt my identity. I'm a metal man, staring out of a metal skull. Human eyes, peering at the world from a metal face. But inside, I stopped screaming. If I can live like this, then anyone can survive anything we care to do to them.
You can walk, talk, move around like a normal human being. There's many that can't.
I know. But when you look at me, you're not really sure I'm here.
I'll tell them no. May I tell them who you are?
Tell them I'm not Lucas Martino anymore. Parrish.
Bye, Luke.
Level on each individual channel, or go back to my vocal track, hit pan and send mode, and we now see our five sends laid out across control 24. So I can individually control Q or any of the other four sends directly from here.
I'll teach you a trick I learned at a music hall. It's very entertaining.
We're all out for good old number one. Number one, you're the only one for me. Breakfast, lunch, dinner time, tea. You feed you while I'll be feeding me. Number two and number three.
Is it possible that the talent of our friend Julian has been overrated?
And if I have my say, we shall underplay equality, fraternity. It's so old hat and très passé. I think we'll bring back the privilege. I think we'll bring back the fun.
Now he seems somehow
passive.
Praise came too soon.
Reevaluation is inevitable.
Dried up. He's one of my failures, I'm afraid.
But first we'll give a little cheer. I think I lost her right down here. And then we'll give a little cheer for good old number one.
Adam Newton. The usual. New Metaphysics Gary Geiserman on the WZBC channel. You know how you got it. You know what it cost you. And you know many other things. Many other things. We'll get there. People are working on it now. It's a fait accompli, my friends. So as we embark upon several years of super Americanasherism, a litmus test for clear perception underway as you meet and greet. We'll get there. More hideous, horrible things were done by the United States Foreign Desk Tuesday than were done near Tribeca Tuesday. More horrible, hideous, things were done by Pa Kettle on Tuesday and more were done on Wednesday. Hurts unimaginable. Ruined lives with sadism you would not believe, even if told, were done on Thursday. Oh, and they were done a year ago on Tuesday also. Save your sympathies or Put Them Universal. And whatever you do, don't have the wrong emotion or the wrong content for weeks, months, years hence. You get me? Adam Newton, a veritable atomic bomb of wholesome entertainment. And WZBC. On the internet, I think. At .org, the Good Guy Channel. And get ready for newmetaphysics.com. About a month more. Archived shows in good fidelity, better than radio. Because our parent corp, actually named Parent Corp, out of the Transatlantia, purposely keeping the high fidelity of this station down. It's kind of like how branding works. You get the cheaper brands, whatever product, they're purposely, consciously, diligently, exhaustively, researchedly designed to be worse on every level than the product one notch higher than them. Whether it's Kmart, designer bags, or fake Naugahyde wallets from Guadalajara. Or any Sony product, of course. Purposely, diligently, consciously, clearly, perceptively designed. Purposely. Especially on the aesthetic level, which goes without saying, of course. So on extreme right-wing shift America, Day 2. It's a fertile environment for the reappearance of our favorite Frankenstein, Microsoft 2, coming to a sentient spatial array very near you. As I speak, and the media bigs, all 6.5 of them, lined up in full battle regalia. With your mother or father, religious, loved leader, your favorite pet, sports hero, Latin Grammy-winning icon, or favorite designer bag. Speaking for them. Oh, and one more thing. You'll be speaking for them as well. You are Americanisher, aren't you? The stupidest people on earth. But we'll stick to the universal so we can get through this. We'll stick universal.
You're smart. Maybe we can become friends. You see, Maggie, the gang spoils it for good girls like you who get in here by mistake. But friends help each other. You know what I mean?
Get your hands off of me, you fat pig dyke.
All right. All right. Lie down. I've got to search inside.
Oh, no, you don't.
Put her down, girls. Full of ginger, aren't you, huh? I know how to cool off hot little chippies like you. Come on, take her to John.
Pretty hair, huh?
I bet you're a regular little hooker, huh? Well, we're gonna teach you how to be real good. We're all alone. And honey, we got all night. Put her down here, girls.
Shit. Hold her.
I said I was going to search inside, so by God, I'm going to do it.
My ear. That dirty bitch, you bit my ear.
I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Give it to her.
This is the Major.
Condor, find me Higgins.
Rooting you, Condor. Stand by. Hello, Condor.
The Holiday Inn, 57th Street. Is that where you are now? Room 819. If you move it, you'll find the Alsatian gentleman we spoke of. Where are you, Condor?
Where are you? Where are you?
Quiet down.
Hey, Higgins?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Who is Leonard Atwood? Quiet down. Hey, Higgins.
Room 819. If you move it, you'll find the Alsatian gentleman we spoke of.
Where are you, Condor?
Where are you?
W7 and UDK asterisk 9 U2 hyphen greater than O comma 5 X asterisk.
These men friends give you jewelry?
Sometimes.
Furs?
I got a fox boa once.
Did they give you food?
Food? One guy used to bring caviar, is that what you
mean? Did you exchange your jewels and furs for food at the supermarket?
Isn't that silly?
Or did you?
No.
Well, then how did you pay for your food? I assume you didn't live on caviar.
Hardly.
Or did you use those gifts to pay your rent?
Excuse me? Is it legal to take cash gifts?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, if I say to you, Stanley, here's $500 just because I like you, is that legal?
Yes, that's legal.
Thank you. A lot of the gifts were cash.
And these cash gifts from these men friends were enough to pay your expenses?
Mm-hmm.
What did these men expect in exchange for these cash gifts?
It's counsel for the people leading up to...
Your Honor, I have not used the word fee.
I'll permit an answer.
What did these men friends expect in return for these cash gifts?
Friendship.
Friendship. What kind of friendship?
Objection. Question is vague and misleading.
Overruled. These men that gave you cash gifts, did they expect you to talk to them?
Sure.
Did you listen to them?
God,
and you did the favor.
Your Honor.
You did the favor.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of favor?
Objection on the same grounds.
I mean, what kind of favors did you do in exchange for those gifts?
What difference does it make how Mrs. Draper chooses to make...
What kind of favor?
Why don't we stop all the... Now, you want to know what I do for a living? My time is very expensive, Mr. McMillan, probably more than yours. I get $500 an hour. How much do you get? It works like this. You call me up, I make a date, I look you over, and if I like you, I make a deal. And darling, I am worth the trouble. My word for it. If you want the best. Do you want the best, Mr. McMillan? I am talking about taking your body to heaven and sending your mind south. I'm talking about spoiling you so bad. You'll hate every other woman you touch. I'm talking about my mouth on your mouth and my tongue. Anywhere you want it. I'm talking about indulging your every fantasy and then giving you those fantasies one by one. Just for you. All for you. Nobody but you. You get all that, Tyler?
See you. less than its number E plus X A 10 Y X R W 25 equals 6 or J Q R L and T F 2 Y Q. Drop accent. X backslash 4% less than 2Z 8 L and 4VN drop accent GPVN.
We can break their haughty power, win our freedom when we learn that the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the Union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving midst the wonders we have made, but the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong. In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies, magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the Union makes us strong.
Watching Norris in there gave me the idea that maybe every part of him was a whole. Every little piece is an individual animal with a built-in desire to protect its own life. You see, when a man bleeds, it's just tissue. The blood from one of you things won't obey when it's attacked. It'll try and survive. Crawl away from a hot needle, say.
Magnetic energy and crop circles. Well, as we said as 1993 began, there is a tremendous upsurge of this particular energy, surging electromagnetic energy, which results in all kinds of phenomena in your physical plane, particularly when that energy is not absorbed. When the human consciousness or the human being does not absorb the energy, and therefore reflects it or rejects, it bounces off. And therefore, it gets grounded in the earth itself, thus producing the tectonic activity which is so evident, which is an electromagnetic response. It also produces massive changes, erratic changes in weather patterns, certainly so. It also produces anomalies indeed such as crop circles of this sort, which are often a product of that very electromagnetic energy, used in a more positive way, certainly so. We would suggest it creates also within the human spirit, within the human consciousness, emotional volatility. And that's why in your world today you see so much violence. Certainly violence always has been there, sadly, unfortunately, and it fluctuates. It has its own ebbing and flowing, its own waxing and waning. But now you're noticing that the violence is becoming more emotionally erratic and more senseless, if not all violence be senseless. It has become more inhumane, more shameless. And this again is a result, a lot of it, is a result of the electromagnetic energy. What one can do with it is to realize that this is an upsurge which is increasing in your world. In 1993 it began. In 1994 it became much more intense. In 1995, 1996, certainly so, it will continue to increase, this spurting, expanding, explosive electromagnetic energy. And if it's not absorbed, it's going to produce expansive, explosive kinds of erratic patterns along these same lines. But we would suggest here that it's important to begin with to understand that this energy is not here to punish. It's not here as some sort of wrath of God, as so many would want to see it. Rather, this electromagnetic energy that can produce such tragedies as tectonic activity is really meant to help expand, to help evolve the very mechanism within your head that you call the brain, the hologram that projects this reality around you, the body you occupy, and the reality which that body makes its way around in. It is almost as though what is happening is that this electromagnetic energy is supposed to be absorbed by the human to allow the brain to evolve. And therefore, if it is, then it can and indeed does work very powerfully, very positively. But if it's not, then clearly it can have its deleterious effects. It's just as if when you put toast in a toaster, you're going to get warm toasty bread, but if you put that toaster in the bathtub, it could be disastrous. And so it's all in its proper use, the proper use of that energy. One way to use it positively is to start developing an imagination, not just imagination, which is just a series of imaging, but the living imagination that involves desire and passion, that involves a certain kind of logic and reason, that involves the body and the compassion that one has, for example. And therefore, an imagination where you realize that what you are imagining is perhaps much more real than what you are, living in the illusion. And therefore, to work, to expand that imagination. Similarly, work with expanding creativity. Now again, people tend to think, somewhat automatically, that creativity is fine art or some performing art or some craft, and certainly so those things can be creative. But we would suggest creativity is anything that you do that uplifts you, that inspires others to become more than they are. And when one looks at that definition of creativity, which is closer to what true creativity is about, indeed, there are so many things that can be creative. A walk in the woods can be creative. If afterwards you are more, you are uplifted, you are inspired. A conversation with a friend can be far more creative than any stroll through a museum, if indeed it uplifts you and lets you, and perhaps the friend as well, to become more. And therefore, people need to work not so much to develop a particular fine performing or craft art, but to do things that uplift them, to do things that allow them to be more, that inspire them. Therefore, to develop and work with one's creativity and imagination will absorb that electromagnetic energy more effectively. Similarly, work with intuition. To work with one's intuitive sense, one's instinctive sense, to pay attention to the animal that is inside of you in a somewhat shamanistic sense. Not the wild animal, not the destructive animal that so often shows itself in the world, but rather your spirit animal, the spiritual animal nature, which is that part of you that is so in touch with instinct, in touch with the earth, in touch with the elements, which is the fourth component here. From imagination, to creativity, to intuition, to being in touch with the elements, with the wind, the earth, the fire, and the water that is about you, to open your senses to those elements. Even if you are trapped in the city, you have an imagination, a doorway in your mind that you can open. You can be in any countryside you want, on any mountain top you desire, in any lush valley that you wish, by any stream that you could even imagine.
Requesting a CNA on 202-227-0098.
You all get what I'm telling you? Now, can he bust me for that?
Can he? No, he can't bust you. Well, that's very, enlightening, Mrs. Draper. Tell me, how long did you perform these favors?
35 months, 24 days.
tell us why you perform these favors for men?
For $100,000 a year net.
You ever ask your parents for money?
No.
Why, do you believe they would have refused to give it to you?
Because they would have given it to me.
But you preferred living a life of exchanging favors for gifts.
It hurts less to sell yourself to strangers.
Well, tell me, if you were in the same position today, would you make the same choice?
Your Honor, she's not in the same position today.
I'd like an answer.
I might.
You would rather go back to a life like that than ask your parents for money? Ms. Draper, would you describe your behavior in the courtroom the past days as normal?
Would you consider these circumstances
It is
normal?
My job to ask the questions. Sorry. Your obligation to answer them. Well, yesterday this hearing had to be adjourned because you were no longer able to participate.
Well, the truth is, I didn't have a nifty childhood. Yesterday, you all had a good time watching me and my stepfather squirm. Okay, it's out. It's over. It's a fact of life. I'll handle it. Point is, it's not relevant to what's going on here.
You don't trust me, do you?
Are you crazy? I'm sorry, that's your question, isn't it?
Well, have I ever done anything to harm you?
I don't believe this. You're trying to put me away.
You don't believe that I have no personal motive? I'm just simply doing my job?
Your job is to get me. Your job is to put me in a hospital. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb, but I take that personally.
You also believe that Dr. Morrison is acting out of a personal motive, too, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm sure he believes what he believes. He thinks whores are girls who hang out on 8th Avenue and stick needles in their arms. Whores aren't nice white girls from nice white homes. He knows that as sure as he knows his wife is home cleaning the oven. Isn't that right, Herbie? But what if he's wrong? What if his wife is out bawling the insurance salesman? What if he doesn't know his ass from his elbow? What if he's just an asshole with the power to lock me up?
Your Honor, forgive me for interrupting, but I believe the pressure of this proceeding is doing serious harm to the patient. She should be sent back to the hospital.
With all due respect, Dr. Morrison, I have a witness testifying, and I'd like to hear the testimony without interruption. Now, please sit down.
For her sake, Your Honor, I insisted that
I said, please sit down. Proceed, Mr. McMillan.
Do you trust His Honor, the court?
More than I trust you.
Do you trust your own attorney, Mr. Levinsky?
Lawyers go, he's all right.
Do you trust your mother, Mrs. Kirk?
My mother?
Yes, do you trust your mother?
No.
Well, is there anyone in this courtroom you do trust? Pointing at Officer Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
Officer Harrison is the only person in this room you trust.
You can't hurt me. You can. The judge can. Morrison can. She can. I don't trust people who can hurt me, not anymore.
You believe that your mother wants to hurt you?
She doesn't want to, but...
You don't believe your mother wants to help you?
Yeah, sure she wants to help me. You all want to help me. Except for Harry. Harry doesn't give a...
You don't believe your mother loves you?
Of course she loves me. She told you that. Didn't you hear it? He wrote it down. Now you stand up there asking, do you love your daughter? And she says, yes, I love my daughter. And you think you asked something real? And she thinks you said something real? Because you toss this word love around like a frisbee, we're all going to get warm and runny. Now, sometimes people love you so much, they'll love is like a goddamn gun that keeps firing straight into your head. They love you so much. You go right into a hospital. Right, Mama?
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't want to know.
Miss Draper, I'm a little confused. Do you love your mother?
Sure, I love her. So what?
No further questions, Your Honor.
I guess you're okay. All right. Put that on and watch them. Now I'll show you what I already know.
Ah, shoot. Let's turn it dark and Clark.
Was human, huh? Which makes you a murderer, don't it?
Follow now. That's pure
nonsense. Doesn't prove a thing.
I thought you'd do right when you were. You were the only one that could have got that boy. We'll do you last.